Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Heavily Meditated by Dave Asprey presents meditation as a practical, results-oriented skill rather than a vague spiritual concept. Drawing on widely discussed links between neuroscience, stress physiology, and behavior change, the book frames inner peace as something you can train through repeatable methods. Asprey is known for a biohacking approach, so the narrative often treats attention, emotions, and recovery the way an engineer might treat performance: identify inputs, reduce friction, and measure outcomes, reduce friction, and measure outcomes. The central promise is speed and applicability, especially for readers who feel overwhelmed, reactive, or stuck in high-stress cycles. Instead of focusing on a single tradition, the book emphasizes accessible techniques and the idea that different minds may need different tools. It also highlights how triggers form, why they persist, and how to interrupt the loop before it becomes anxiety, anger, rumination, or burnout. Overall, the book aims to make meditation feel approachable for skeptical beginners and useful for experienced practitioners seeking a more structured path. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding triggers as trainable brain-body loops. A core theme is that triggers are not personal failures, but learned loops linking perception, threat detection, and automatic reaction. The book frames everyday reactivity through a neuroscience-informed lens. The brain rapidly scans for danger, the body shifts into stress physiology, and the mind rationalizes what happens after the fact. By treating triggers as conditioned patterns, the reader is encouraged to replace shame with curiosity and to work with the nervous system instead of against it. The discussion often connects common modern stressors to overactivation, including constant stimulation, sleep debt, and unresolved emotional charge. From this viewpoint, meditation becomes a method for noticing the earliest signal of activation and widening the gap between stimulus and response. The reader is guided to observe sensations, thoughts, and emotional impulses as data, which reduces identification and makes the pattern easier to change. The practical payoff is better self-regulation, fewer impulsive reactions, quicker recovery after setbacks, and more choice in how to respond to conflict. By repeatedly training awareness under mild activation, the book argues you can weaken the trigger pathway and build a calmer default state over time. Secondly, stress reduction through nervous system regulation, Heavily Meditated, emphasizes that lasting calm is not just a mindset, but a physiological state supported by the autonomic nervous system. The book positions meditation as a regulation practice that helps shift the body from chronic fight or flight toward rest and digest. This includes learning to downshift when stress spikes and building capacity so that everyday demands do not feel like emergencies. The reader is encouraged to pay attention to breathing patterns, muscular tension, heart rate sensations, and the subtle urge to speed up. By training attention on these signals without immediately reacting, you can interrupt escalation and prevent stress from compounding into fatigue and irritability. The book also highlights that regulation improves consistency. You can access focus, empathy, and patience more reliably when your baseline arousal is lower. Another focus is recovery, not only during meditation sessions but between them, so the nervous system gets repeated reminders that it is safe to settle. This approach appeals to people who have tried positive thinking but still feel wired because it treats stress as a body-level pattern. The overall message is that calm can be practiced, reinforced, and stabilized with simple, repeatable routines. Thirdly, fast path meditation methods and experimenting for fit, rather than insisting on one correct technique, the book promotes a fast path philosophy. Use methods that create tangible results, then iterate. This experimentation mindset is familiar to readers who like measurable improvement, and it reduces the intimidation that can come with traditional one-size-fits-all guidance. The discussion encourages trying different entry points such as focused attention, open monitoring, guided practices, and body-based approaches, then evaluating which ones most effectively reduce mental noise and emotional charge. It also acknowledges common barriers, like restlessness, racing thoughts, or frustration when the mind does not go quiet. Instead of treating these as reasons to quit, the book frames them as feedback about arousal level, expectations, and technique mismatch. Readers are urged to shorten the distance between practice and payoff by using structured sessions, clear goals, and incremental challenges. Another thread is habit design, making meditation easy to start, tying it to existing routines, and removing friction that causes inconsistency. The result is a pragmatic toolkit approach where meditation is less about adopting an identity and more about building a skill set that reliably changes state. Fourthly, dissolving emotional charge and reshaping attention. A significant promise of the book is that meditation can help dissolve the emotional charge that keeps certain memories, situations, or people feeling dangerous. This is described as training the mind to experience sensations and emotions directly, without instantly building a story that intensifies them. By By repeatedly observing the rise and fall of internal experiences, you learn that discomfort is often temporary and workable. The book connects this to attention control. When attention is hijacked by worry or resentment, the mind replays the same loop, reinforcing it. Meditation is presented as a way to reclaim attention and stop feeding the pattern. Over time, this can reduce rumination and the sense of being trapped by your reactions. The approach also supports better decision-making because you are less likely to act from urgency, defensiveness, or avoidance. The reader is encouraged to practice gentle exposure to internal discomfort in small doses, building confidence that feelings can be handled without suppression or explosion. This process can translate into improved relationships because fewer interactions are filtered through old emotional triggers. The broader point is that inner peace is not passive. It is the result of trained attention and a healthier relationship with emotions. Lastly, integrating meditation with a healthier, happier lifestyle. Heavily Meditated situates meditation within a broader lifestyle framework, suggesting that inner peace becomes easier when the body and environment support it. While meditation is the centerpiece, the book aligns with a performance and wellness perspective. Sleep, recovery, and daily rhythms influence how quickly the mind settles and how resilient you feel under pressure. The reader is encouraged to treat calm as an ecosystem outcome, where habits either reinforce regulation or undermine it. This includes reducing overstimulation, creating intentional pauses, and building routines that make clarity more available during the day. The book also emphasizes carryover. Meditation is not only something you do on a cushion, but a skill you apply during conversations, stressful work moments, and family dynamics. By practicing micro moments of awareness, you can prevent stress from accumulating and handle challenges with less reactivity. Another integration point is purpose and values. When you feel internally aligned, you are less likely to be dragged around by external noise. The overall takeaway is that meditation works best when paired with choices that lower background stress, improve recovery, and make emotional stability the path of least resistance. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want meditation to produce concrete life benefits, less stress, fewer triggers, better focus, and a steadier mood. Busy professionals, high achievers, parents under pressure, and skeptical beginners who prefer practical guidance over mystical language are likely to connect with its results-oriented tone. It can benefit a reader's life by teaching a repeatable way to notice activation early, regulate the nervous system, and respond with more choice instead of automatic reactivity. That shift tends to improve relationships, decision-making, and overall well-being because daily stress no longer dictates behavior as strongly. Compared with similar meditation books that focus on a single tradition or present calm as a distant ideal, Heavily Meditated stands out by emphasizing experimentation, fast feedback, and the idea that different techniques work for different people. Its blend of meditation concepts with widely discussed neuroscience and physiology makes the practices feel grounded and actionable. If you have tried to meditate before and felt stuck, the book's toolkit approach may help you find an entry point that actually fits. For readers ready to invest in a structured, modern path to inner peace, it is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Dave Asprey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.